Two local restaurants were recently added to the official Michelin guide, Black Radish and The Huntsman. And while many know about the great food available locally, these two restaurants are the first to be given an official Michelin recommendation. Tom Flanagan spoke with both restaurants and took the temperature of a few residents to get their reactions.
With an overall population younger than just about any Florida city, with the possible exception of Gainesville, Tallahassee has a fairly expansive restaurant scene. But don't take my word for it. We ask some real experts, local folks who frequent the city's various eateries, what they think. Hey, so Henry Curran, what do you think of the restaurant scene here in Tallahassee?
I think there's potential there. I like a lot of the small restaurants, but overall, I think it could use some improvement.
Have you noticed any food trends here in town?
I've seen a lot of chains opening up. I tend to want to support small businesses, so I would like to see some more local restaurants opening up.
Did you hear anything about the Michelin guides for Tallahassee in regards to the Black Radish and the Huntsman restaurants?
I think that's awesome for the city, getting like the food scene put on the map a little more. I think that could convince other restaurants to step their game up.
And do you have a favorite restaurant here in Tallahassee?
My favorite place to eat in Tallahassee is called Chile and Chiles. It's a Mexican food truck.
Hey, Hikari Mia, thanks for talking to us here. What do you think of the Tallahassee restaurant scene?
I think there's a little bit too much fast food. There's a couple like good local places. Like I really like Cool Beans Cafe is one of them. Toasty Taiyaki inside Common Ground Books is another one of my favorite local places to go to. I think that the variety is good, but things tend to be on the pricier side. Like for vegans, I really do like the Social Vegan. It's just a little pricey. I like the Bark. They're just not open on Tuesdays, but the Bark's also one of my favorite places.
Have you noticed any specific food trends in Tallahassee?
I noticed that more and more restaurants are incorporating things that are available for people who have allergies to gluten or people who eat plant-based. So I've noticed a couple menu items on almost every local menu that says like it's vegan or gluten-free. People are very conscious of allergies now, such as being aware of things like peanut allergies or allergies like shellfish.
How about the Michelin guide story that just came out about the two Tallahassee restaurants, the Black Radish and the Huntsman?
I actually live right across the street from the Huntsman, and I do see it get a lot of positive press.
Hi, Leah Atkin. Thanks so much for being a part of this. What do you think of Tallahassee's restaurant scene?
Pop's Place, actually, out off of Bannerman, has just recently opened up, and I'm going to check it out tonight. I'm excited.
How about any specific food trends here in Tallahassee you might have noticed?
I grew up here, so there are definitely a lot more to choose from than there was when I lived here previously.
Those two restaurants here in town, the Black Radish and the Huntsman, that got the recommendation from the Michelin guide, did you hear about that?
That's incredible that they're being added to that. I think that'll bring some more business to Tallahassee and out-of-town customers stopping by.
How about a personal favorite restaurant for you here in Tallahassee?
Well, I just had lunch at Hopkins Eatery. That's always my go-to when I come back in town for a visit.
You notice how we ask each of the folks we talked with about the recent Michelin restaurant recognitions? Well, given the fact no Tallahassee restaurant has ever been so honored with an actual Michelin recommendation, that's a very big deal. Actually, a double big deal because we got two of those. We had to find out more, so we first stopped by the Huntsman restaurant on East Tennessee Street last weekend.
So my name is Ben Williamson. I'm one of the original partners of the Huntsman Tallahassee and one of the partners for the Huntsman restaurants. We've got another one opening up in 30A, hopefully Monday. So,
a lot of folks would say, oh man, this is never going to fly in Tallahassee. And here you are now with a really great message to get to everybody. One of only two restaurants to hit the Michelin recommended list in Tallahassee, ever, that has got to make you feel wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome, you know, and it's still, you know, still sinking in as well. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, the original Huntsman concept, you know, started with Danny Reniger, who's our principal here. You know, myself and then Skylar Stafford. We all ran restaurants in town, and that's how I majorly met Danny, and Skylar and I actually went to middle school here in Tallahassee together, then linked back up. But, you know, we did a lot of things in Tallahassee, you know, working for different restaurants, seeing how Tallahassee's grown. I grew up here. You know, it's pretty crazy to see how much it's grown in the past, you know, 15, 20 years and keeps growing. But, you know, we took basically what we saw worked in Tallahassee, saw some things that we thought we could add, you know, to where you could provide something that is, you know, in more high-end for Tallahassee, but, you know, how can we also make it to where it's not just a destination for a special event or something like that. So, you know, offering, you know, things of different price point, our happy hour and late night, you know, which are, you know, kind of smaller dish menus, discounted prices on stuff, to where we kind of bring in a little bit of everyone. And that was the whole plan, was how can we put together, you know, a lot of different things that we've seen in Tallahassee and all kind of do it in one place. And, you know, that was the first step. And then, you know, the second step was staffing. You know, we've got a great staff here. We don't have a lot of turnover. And, you know, part of that, you know, was by design. You know, we try to take care of our staff here. You know, we started doing the 18% in the very beginning, which is, you know, the automatic gratuity that we do here, is shared amongst all of our staff. You know, and then anything extra goes to that staff. But in doing so, in that 18%, part of that, you know, we provide health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, paternity, maternity leave, sick leave, all that kind of stuff. So we kind of, you know, we've kind of cultivated a lot of professionals here. This is what they do. You know, we still have our, you know, college students who work in our kind of more, you know, kind of changing roles, you know, because they're here in the summer, stuff like that. But it really comes down to the staff. We take care of them, you know, and in return, you know, we hold them to a, you know, a very high standard. And, you know, and part, that's kind of part of it. And it works out for us to where, you know, it's kind of the whole thing there. It's, you know, it's, I'm sure it's a little bit more complicated than that, but, you know, as far as just making it simple, it's, you know, we start with a program, we institute the program, and, you know, we get good staff when we retain them. And
putting all that together, do you have, I guess, a template for a typical Huntsman customer, or does this really run the entire gamut? Since you guys are local, sure, you know the territory and you know the people.
Yeah, I think it is for everyone, you know, and we kind of see it cyclically, you know, being in the Capitol. You know, we have the session, we have the legislators, the lobbyists, everything. You know, they're here, you know, for several, you know, months out of the year. You know, and then the summertime, we get more of the local stuff like that. You know, we definitely have our bar regulars, we have our dining regulars. But it really is for everyone. And like I said, part of that, I think, is the fact that, you know, if you want to come in and have an appetizer and a, you know, $6 old fashioned at the bar, you can. If you want to come in, do a 5-course tasting menu, we do that weekly, you know, as well. And then, you know, if someone wants to come in, you know, get a bunch of meat, you know, get a big meat board, we can always slice it up. But also the other side of that, you know, we didn't want to be just, you know, the Huntsman. First thing people, you know, thought earlier on was, oh, you know, it's nothing but meat, you know, very much game focused, which, you know, is a big portion of our menu. But something that we also didn't, you know, see a ton in Tallahassee was some more of the vegan and vegetarian options at the time. You know, Black Radish had just gotten open, and, you know, Matt over there does a great job doing that. But, you know, we'd had quite a few customers who, you know, someone would come in, part of their party, you know, they wanted a steak, the other party, you know, was vegan or vegetarian, and there's not a lot of options and not a lot of, at the time, thought put into those dishes. So by focusing on the vegan vegetarian side of it on a smaller part of our menu, it's kind of allowed us, you know, between that and the different price points and the way you can kind of build your own experience, to where I don't think there's really anyone who we haven't seen dine here as far as a specific, you know, section of diner or whatever you'd like to call it. We kind of cater to everyone if we can.
Hidden away in the back of y'all's mind when you started this thing, was there the hope that someday you might hit that kind of pinnacle of getting into the Michelin, if not a star, at least get in the recommended? Was that something you kind of held in front of you and said, man, we can do this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Michelin, you know, if you're in the restaurant business, that's, you know, that is, that's the pinnacle. You know, that's how a lot of people judge success. Or if you're looking for the best restaurant in the world, it's, you know, obviously great advertising. You know, so yes, that is always, you know, the dream. I think whenever you're in the restaurant business is, you know, one, you know, provide a service. Two, you know, if it's, you know, profitable, you know, make a little money. But, you know, you do want to be the best. And I think that's what drives more, you know, than kind of anything else. And that is, you know, is being the best with it. You know, so being that, you know, we started this, you know, 4 years ago, the fact that, you know, we were able to get, you know, Michelin to come to Tallahassee, you know, and then we're one of the two restaurants selected. It's very awesome to see, you know, things like stars, you know, those are very hard to get. You know, we're extremely, you know, excited to be recognized at this point and, you know, continue to work on, you know, what we've been doing, you know, small improvements where we can, but mainly just continue providing what we're doing. And, you know, hopefully that just kind of grows naturally.
The second Huntsman on the verge of opening up. How do you see this entire concept evolving? Or is it just going to be incremental, a little bit here, a little bit there, tweak it as you go? What's going to happen?
I mean, we've seen, you know, obviously the Huntsman Tallahassee has worked very well for us, you know, to where I think we do have, you know, for lack of a better term, a winning recipe as far as, you know, the way we operate, you know, so if we can continue to continue, you know, what we're doing here and expand it, you know, that's the ultimate goal. There shouldn't be any problems, you know, as far as scaling, you know, as, you know, as long as we get through construction and all the other things, you know we can run a restaurant, so.
Well, an internationally recognized and acclaimed hometown eatery right here in Tallahassee. You guys done good.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. It's like I said, it's still, you know, we're still seeing the effects of it, seeing a lot of business people who haven't made it in before, you know, so we hope to continue to see that happen and, you know, hopefully continue to expand and grow the Huntsman name and keep getting those accolades.
Ben, sure do appreciate the time here. I'll let you get back to set up because you got another big night ahead of you, and we sure appreciate you being on WFSU.
Thank you, sir.
Well, after chatting with the Huntsman's Ben Williamson, we hoofed it out North Monroe to the Black Radish, which also snagged a Michelin recommendation.
Matthew Swayze.
Not only the co-owner, but also the chef here at Black Radish. So what was the original concept of the restaurant here, Matt? How did you and your cohort see it?
It started with me working within Seven Hills Hospitality with Jesse Edmonds, who's the main owner of Seven Hills Hospitality, and worked up within Liberty Bar and became the catering chef and kind of helped a couple different iterations around the company. And it actually started off as a ghost kitchen concept that we were maybe going to do out of the back of Hawthorne, and I brought a bunch of menu ideas to Jesse, and he kind of told me he saw two different things. He said he saw a fast casual ghost kitchen concept, and he also saw something that was a little more elevated. And he asked me what was the dream goal, and I said, well, I'd love a restaurant that does veggies and pastas and natural wines. And the following week he hit me up and he was like, do you want to go look at a restaurant space? And I said, for what? He's like, for your concept. And we walked across the street from Liberty into what was, you know, the leftovers of Coup de Grace, which had sat untouched for 2 years. And we, you know, we just started talking about it, and it grew from there.
It's just so amazing, though, that you took what was sounding like a basic concept and you had to kick it up to a level that impressed a lot of people, not only local diners, but, I mean, getting a Michelin recommendation. That you and the guys across the way, though, it's the first time for this town. That is a very big deal.
I'm really excited about it, obviously, and it's great to see that, you know, in my opinion, that there's just a light being put on Tallahassee as a whole. I'm really happy for the Huntsman. I love what Chef Schuyler and the team are doing over there. And to me, it's great that, you know, we got the recognition because the team and I put in a lot of work to get here. But to me, I think it's better that, you know, Tallahassee gets the recognition. There's a lot of great chefs. There's a lot of great restaurants in town and a lot of great ones that I think are very worthy of being listed within Michelin or James Beard and stuff like that. So I really hope this just brings more attention to Tallahassee than maybe just us and the Huntsman, because like I said, Tallahassee is a great city and we're doing great things here.
Yes, but Tallahassee is also, and I think every restaurateur I have talked to will agree here, it can be a really fickle market, and somehow you, over this three-year period, have found a real sweet spot, and you continue to make this a really going concern here. What, you know, may I ask, what is your figurative and literal secret sauce?
Consistency is a big one in restaurants, in my opinion. The food, the service, the experience needs to be consistent, obviously, but also something memorable and worthwhile. There's, you know, 300 other restaurants between fast casual and fast food and sit down restaurants and fine dining restaurants in Tallahassee alone. And if you don't leave here feeling like you had a great experience, great service, great food, there's a lot of other options that you can go to. So the goal is for us, for customers to leave here and kind of be itching to come back immediately, or to grab other friends and come back immediately. And the secret sauce is just delivering the same experience over and over and over and over again, hundreds, thousands of times, because that is the thing with restaurants. You can be a great restaurant for a year or two, but you can't, if the next plate of food or the next service that you have is not the same or just as good, you can't look back on great services of yesteryear and justify why things aren't good now. You have to show up every day and deliver.
You've got this place really humming. It's got international acclaim right now. So what's next? Where do you take this?
Just continuing to get better and finding the efficiencies. And it's kind of humbling and scary at the same time to be 4 years into this restaurant and to still see so many things that we can improve on. Complacency and getting comfortable in this industry is recipe for disaster, in my opinion. And we're 4 years in, and I still see a lot of things that we can improve, that I can improve, not only as a chef, but as a manager, as a leader, how we can do better services, how we can do little things that leave a lasting impression on the customers. The itch is just not stopping at pushing to get better. And I think that's a good thing, because I feel as soon as you get comfortable and complacent in this industry, there's other people that are hungrier and willing to work harder and willing to take your spot. And so I want to make sure that you know, we stay where we're at, and I keep pushing the team forward and we keep getting better. That's all it is.
A guy who has a Michelin recommendation for his eatery, the Black Radish, and Matt Swayze, congratulations, sir, and thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for coming out. Really appreciate it.
For a more objective appraisal of the capital city's eateries, here's Elena Babb, who tracked down a subject matter expert.
I'd like to start out asking you to introduce yourself to our listeners, sort of what you do and why and how you came to start Tallahassee Table.
Well, my name is Rochelle Koff, and I initially started writing about food for the Miami Herald. I wrote about restaurants for more than 20 years there. And I came up here, worked on the Legislative Bureau for the Herald for a while, and then went back to food writing. And Tallahassee Table is a blog. I also have a website, and I'm on social media. And I write reviews, but also write about openings and closings, trends, our farming community, and just general interest in what's going on in our culinary scene.
Thank you for being here. You've covered food in South Florida, as you've said, and of course in Tallahassee. When you first arrived here, what did you notice was different or unique about the Tallahassee restaurant scene?
Well, in South Florida, I mean, you have so many different types of restaurants. There's a ton of Latin restaurants and Asian and all types of ethnicities, you know, and so it was a little bit different when I got here. At first, it seemed like there were so many places that were, you know, college town kind of places. But as, you know, as I've been here, there's been a lot of more adventurous places, and we're getting a lot of good restaurants. And I think it's, you know, we've had resiliency and we've had loss here. But I think that we have a lot of interesting places. And I think even though we're a much smaller food community, I think it's a pretty dedicated food community. And even if we're not like South Florida, I think we have a lot going for us here.
Yeah, sort of as you mentioned with the metamorphosis since you have come to Tallahassee and started Tallahassee Table, what changes or trends have you noted throughout your time in Tallahassee?
Well, we've gotten some more interesting places. I mean, at Railroad Square, you have Halisi Africa, you have Jamaican, Cajun. You have a lot of different types of restaurants there. Here we have Venabites. We have some really good Mexican restaurants. So we have, you know, some more diversity. And also, we have a lot of really good local restaurants. We're not as many chains as they are in some places. So we do have them, but I think our local restaurants really help give us a lot of our character.
So something you said on your blog that really stuck out to me is that food is the key to knowing a place and its people. What does Tallahassee's food tell us about the city and its people?
Well, a lot of people like fried chicken, but aside from that, I guess, you know, we have a lot of students, but we have, I think, people who are interested in trying new things, but we also have people who like kind of the standards, and I think we're trying to become a little bit maybe more urban, more sophisticated. I think they're, showing more people interested in trying new things and having something special. Like, we shouldn't have to go to a big city to have a cool place to go. And I think that we're getting more of those.
Focusing on the individuality of the city's cuisine, what foods or flavors do you think are most representative of Tallahassee?
Aside from chains? Well, let's see. I think people like American cuisine and maybe a little bit of French. We have a few Latin places that are starting to get more attention. I think people like that. I think people here would love to have a deli, which we don't have. And you hear people say, oh, well, I want a Cheesecake Factory, but I don't think that's in the cards for us, and I don't think it needs to be. Yeah, I think it's a mixture of food, eclectic kind of places.
That sounds great. I like to shift a little bit, and I'd like to ask about your opinion on the new additions to the Michelin Guide here in Tallahassee, the Huntsman and Black Radish being the first two restaurants in the city to receive that esteem and recognition. What do you think Michelin inspectors saw in those restaurants that made them stand out?
Well, these are two of our best restaurants. Black Radish, the chef, Matt Sweezy, he is one of the most dedicated people you ever want to meet. And Huntsman, they're very dedicated to detail. Both places are concerned about ingredients, service, and I think they do both stand out. And both of them, I think, also want to see more restaurants recognized. We're hoping this is just the beginning. And it kind of shines, Matt had said this as well, it kind of shines a light on Tallahassee because maybe sees that people will see that we're a little bit more serious than just hamburgers, pizza, tacos, that there is an interest in, because both of those restaurants are different. They're not run-of-the-mill restaurants. Black Radish focuses a lot on vegetable-driven. Huntsman is a portion of game, but also a lot of vegan, very diverse kind of menu. So it's encouraging that, that they recognize two restaurants that are different and, excellent standards, I think.
That definitely is encouraging. Do you think that Tallahassee has more restaurants that could eventually earn Michelin recognition?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think we have several. I don't know if I want to name them all, but yeah, I think we have several restaurants that are really where they're working hard. And I hope they also look at maybe the smaller restaurants, maybe the mom and pops, not just sort of the bigger type restaurants, because we have a lot of really good restaurants with workers, with owners and chefs who are working very hard, who are turning out really good food. And, like, for instance, you've got Cool Beans, Monroe, Mimi's, you have a lot of really good restaurants out there, and it'd be nice to see them get some recognition.
Definitely. Stepping back from restaurant talk, you also focus a great deal on where our food comes from with farming and agriculture in Tallahassee. What does farming look like in and around the city, and how can residents connect with and support local agriculture?
We are truly blessed with our agriculture scene. I mean, even other areas of the state don't have the kind of connection that we do. There's a group called the Red Hills Small Farm Alliance, and they connect, the public with farmers. One thing they do is they have the online market. So you can sign up for that, and, there's over 100 farms on there, and you can go through the list every week and pick out, you can pick out one peach if you want, but you can pick out whatever you want. Also, it's, helps restaurants, some of the local restaurants. I know Domus, which is a restaurant, new cafe at Goodwood, they use a lot of ingredients from the farms, or even ingredients they grow themselves, Backwoods Crossing. So I think there's more recognition of the wonderful food that we have here, and especially with our economy and supply problems. I know during the pandemic, the online hub was just kind of a godsend. You know, people are growing it right here. You don't have to depend on huge trucks trying to get here. You know what you're getting. So I think we have a pretty wonderful agriculture scene here. And they're mostly, you know, small farmers. Some of them have come from other careers, like left careers, like marketing and logistics, and decided to open a farm. So we have a very interesting group of farmers.
Looking ahead, what gives you the most hope or excitement about the future of food in Tallahassee?
Well, I'm excited on both the farming and the dining scene. I'm excited that the Michelin, you know, got some recognition here. Like to see James Beard here more too as well. But I'm excited that we're having, you know, an interest in different restaurants, that even though there's struggles, new places open and places have dreams and visions. And I don't think restaurant owners are giving that up, or chefs. They still have dreams of making it here. And I think as long as they have the dreams and if we can support them, we're going to see a lot more great restaurants.
That's incredible to hear. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today?
No, just that I would advise people to maybe be patient, because times are tough for restaurants. The restaurant margins are low to begin with, and now they have so many costs. I know some restaurants are, they'll charge less if you pay cash, so if you want to carry cash, but some will charge a little more for credit cards now. They might be strapped a little bit for staffing, so just try to maybe, you know, be patient and give places a chance. Oh, there was one thing I did want to mention. There was a local woman here named Maria Hassan, and she read an article in the Democrat about El Tiendita, that it was having some struggles financially, and she decided to do something about it. And she asked people to come meet her for dinner there, and the people that showed up, she asked them to go back and, like, post a picture. And so she had maybe 8 people. And then the next month she did it, and 16 people showed up, or 17. And it seems like there is an interest. These are people who want to see restaurants succeed. And she's looking at a lot of the smaller restaurants, the ones that may be struggling or the ones that need more attention. So I think that, you know, there really are people here, and you can do something, you know. Go to some of these places and try to share, you know, share stories about them, or even just a picture, and let people know they're out there.
I don't know about you, but all this has made me really, really hungry. So I'm sneaking out for a bite. I'm Tom Flanagan.